proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. Beginning today, we take a brief look at the messianic expectations of the Old Testament Jews. The Hebrew word Mashiach, from which the noun Messiah derives, the Hebrew verb Mashiach referred to a person consecrated for a specific task or specific ministry. The Old Testament denoted three classifications of people who received such an anointing. Priests, Aaron and his sons in Exodus chapter 28, kings, Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10, and prophets, Elisha in 1 Kings chapter 19. No single Old Testament figure ever filled all three of these roles simultaneously. For example, Abraham functioned as a priest when he offered Isaac in Genesis chapter 22. Abraham functioned as a prophet according to Genesis chapter 20. But Abraham never served as a king. The promised Jewish Messiah, on the other hand, will fulfill all three roles. He would function as a priest, according to Psalm 110. He would function as a king, according to Psalm 2. And he would function as a prophet, according to Deuteronomy chapter 18. The only Old Testament reference of the term Messiah came in the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel. The angel Gabriel told Daniel that, quote, "From the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem, unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, unquote. Gabriel added that, quote, "After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, unquote. Belief in the advent of Messiah serves as a cardinal pillar of Judaism. Moses Maimonides, in the 13 principles of the Jewish faith which he formulated, Moses Maimonides included as one of these principles the affirmation that the Messiah would come and introduce a messianic age. Whenever Jewish people attend their morning synagogue services, they verbally assent to the truth of this statement. In another series of synagogue prayers, known as the Shemona Esrei, literally 18, in the Shemona Esrei, Jews petition God to bring in those components that will characterize the Messianic age. They ask God to assemble the Jewish exiles and bring them back to Israel. They ask God to rebuild Jerusalem. They ask God to restore the traditional Jewish religious courts of justice. They ask God to restore the kingly line of David. They ask God to restore the temple and its worship services. And they ask God to punish the evil and reward the good." Some commentators have argued that the idea of a coming Messiah did not originally appear in Judaism. They observed that the Mosaic Law contained no mention of a future Messiah. A Jewish response to that objection might cite that the 613 commandments contained in the law established a concrete legal code for the guidance of the Israelite community. The Messianic age, by contrast, referred to the abstract concept of a distinct spiritual future, in which Israel would be governed by a specific individual. Thus, the Mosaic Law did not function as an appropriate venue to introduce information pertaining either to the coming Messiah or to the approaching Messianic age. They look at the Mosaic Law as a legal code for the Jewish people on earth, and not as a legal code imposed upon the Jewish people at a later time when Messiah would rule and reign. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.